Hello and welcome to this April 2014 edition of Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. I'm your host, Matt Dudley. Energy education is one of the Cape Light Compact's most decorated initiatives. It brings students of all grade levels together to learn about different forms of energy. Heat, light, motion, sound, nuclear, electrical, the list goes on and on. The Compact's program brings age-appropriate hands-on explorations that emphasize on the scientific process to our local schools. Today I'm joined by Debbie Fitton, the Compact's Energy Education Coordinator, to discuss the Cape Light Compact and how it's working to mold the minds of Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard youth into being both energy savvy and energy conscious. Welcome to the show.
Hey Matt, how are you?
Good. I think this is the first time you've been on with me as the host since I took it over back at the end of last year, so it's a delight to have you, and thanks for joining me.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here. This is great.
Great. Well, the school year's, I imagine if I was in school, I'd be ready for the school year to start winding down.
Yeah.
With related to that, the Cape Light Compact is ramping up with a lot of outreach events, and one of the programs you're involved with, the Energy Education Program, I imagine is one of those as well, going strong?
Absolutely. This is our busy time of the year. All of our big programs are going on right now. So almost simultaneously. So it's a very busy time, but a very exciting time. A lot of wonderful things going on, and we could talk about those.
Great. Yeah. So we've got a couple awards, national awards that are coming up, I think, right in the near future.
Yeah, that's right.
And then obviously just the day-to-day activities of the education program. Well, before we get into some of those, let's just take a trip down memory lane and talk about the education program, where it started, how it started.
Well, it's like yesterday to me, really. It's not too long ago, back in, I guess, in 2000, Bill Clark, who was the director of the Cape Cod Cooperative Extension, had this idea of approaching the newly forming Cape Light Compact with the idea of doing education outreach. It was part of their mission statement, and he felt that being the education arm of the county, that he could help out with that. And so we started talking about it. I was working with Bill at the time at the Extension office, and we started getting excited about all of the possibilities. So in 2001, after a Cape Light Compact was brought in-house into the county, and it really started getting organized in the office. We started the education program in concert with the Cooperative Extension. It was in a partnership. It became full-time in-house in about 2002. And full-time meaning we really started in earnest to work on curriculum, to try and find what was out there for energy education, not too much in those days. And so we felt kind of like we were pioneers, and it was an exciting time.
So we're talking specifically K through 12 age education,
yeah.
Or because I know the Cooperative Extension does still do a lot of outreach and education.
Absolutely.
To the population in general, not just specifically schools.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we were looking at the state standards, the state education standards, and where the science standards fall. We thought that if we were to earmark third through fifth grade, that we would have a nice niche for starting an energy education dialogue with the schools. we started talking about energy formations, how it transforms from one form to another, which is in the standards. Electricity is in the standards at that age level. So we started at that level, and soon it grew. As soon as we organized a teacher advisory board with teachers that we've worked with for a very long time, tried and true folks out in the trenches, and they gave us some great guidance, and the program just kind of took off after that.
So is the goal of this education program to enhance what's already in the state standards for education, or is it really just to drive home? Is it to expand on it, or really just focus on the things that are already existing?
Oh, we absolutely have to focus on things that are already existing and help them expand. Teachers don't have time for anything extra these days. Everything is driven by the state standards, by Massachusetts MCAS standardized tests. So anything that we can do to support them in what they have to do already, yet help educate and direct the young minds into a good energy literate society. That's our goal. So it seems to work pretty nicely, especially right now with the STEM initiatives, the science, technology, engineering, and math model.
Those are getting a lot of nationwide
coverage.
And yeah, Cape Light Compact's been on the forefront of that since year 2000, it sounds like.
That's right.
Well, that's fun stuff. So we talk about this Energy Advisory Committee. What schools are we reaching out to here on the Cape in Martha's Vineyard that the Cape Light Compact serves?
Well, the Compact serves all schools, all education programs, both private, public, nonprofit, informal, anybody who reaches out to us, we're very happy to give them support for energy education. Some of the schools that have been with us from the beginning, there are shining stars, and the first school that jumps out at me is Eastham Elementary School. Maggie Brown was one of our founding members of our teacher advisory board, and I think she's won awards in energy education outreach since 2004, right up to this time. And something we're very proud of.
So you have some local shining stars, even on the national level too.
Yeah.
Every year, or so that's great. So with the energy education program, let's talk a little bit more about what's involved. What does the Compact actually provide? What kind of support do we give to teachers and students?
The support is varied. We conduct teacher workshops, in service training. We hold statewide teacher workshops in conjunction with other utilities or program administrators statewide. We hold training for high school kids and middle school kids so that they can teach the younger kids in their schools. We meet with them and help organize energy clubs, and which are in both in school and after school programs. We host energy carnivals at schools, which outline different energy education issues and topics. The list goes on. And we also are very open to what teachers might come up with for different and new ideas, and we can build on that and give them support as well.
So in an energy carnival, I know this is something that if you go on the Cape Light Compact's website, there's probably a picture right in the banner.
That's
ad
right.
There.
Yes.
Seems like it's pretty fun. I haven't been to one yet, but
we'll have to change that.
It looks like quite an event.
It is.
You get a bunch of kids in a gym and just a bunch of energy related toys and training tools and games, and it does seem like a lot of fun. If you want to go on the Cape Light Compact's website for all the listeners out there and find out a little bit more information about those, or I imagine if you have school-aged kids in any of these participating schools that they've probably come home and told you about it. Just one that comes to mind is a car race that you have out on the vineyard every year, right?
That's right, yeah.
That one sounds pretty fun. What's the story behind that?
Well, that started out as part of a program for it was an energy fair that we used to hold. It was a time when people could bring in their old air conditioners and dehumidifiers and trade them in for, you know, one that was more energy efficient. And as part of an outreach, we wanted to reach out to the kids, and we thought it would be fun to go to the schools and teach the kids about solar panels and solar energy. And we helped them build solar cars. And then at the event, in the afternoon, we raced the cars.
They raced them.
Wow. Yeah, it was great. We hook them up to lines of monofilament, yep. So they'll go nice and straight. And hopefully, if it's a nice sunny day, we take them out to the basketball court and we let them run. And now we do this event every year at the Boys and Girls Club in Edgartown, and we hold it out on the tennis courts. And it involves all of the fifth grades from all over the island. And
so what do we do if the sun doesn't shine?
Well, then we do it inside with battery packs.
Oh, so there's a backup. That's a much more technologically advanced version than the old soapbox derbies that I got myself into as I was a kid, carving those and just sending them down a ramp. Well, that's pretty fun. We'll have to think about doing something like that Cape Side, too, for all the different towns here, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a blast.
So the Cape Light Compact is you've received a lot of awards in the past for the energy education outreach that mm-hmm. we've done here on the Cape. You know, you'd mentioned some of the other energy efficiency program administrators are kind mm-hmm. of hopping on the bus with this mm-hmm. notion of, you know, holding trainings for teachers and such. It's really quite valuable. Just want to go on the record and say the Cape Light Compact's been doing it for a long time and others are just coming on now. So what are some of the awards that you guys have received in the past, and you know, what's in the future for awards that you know of?
Well, we've received a number of awards through the National Energy Education Development Project, that's called the NEED Project. There are loosely affiliated with the Department of Energy, the Energy Information Agency, down in Washington, D.C., and they've been around since 1980. They came about through a proclamation by then President Jimmy Carter to announce Energy Awareness Day. And since then, they've been doing energy education ever since. Now they're a 501c3. They produce a lot of curriculum. We've been involved with designing curriculum along with them. And through the NEED Project, we've gotten a number of awards for our efforts with working with our communities in energy education outreach. Yes, we've received awards through the Secretary's Environmental and Energy Service Award through the state. The IREC Awards we've received 2 years for our Solarizer School program. And other things have come up from time to time, but
so the Compact's program itself, and then there are also awards that the participants have received.
Yes, those are the most exciting.
For example, the youth awards, right? That are coming up soon.
Right. Yes. Every year, the energy clubs or schools that are involved with energy education outreach submit a scrapbook documenting all of their activities that they've done through the school year. And it's in picture form and prose and song and all kinds of things. And it's all in a nice scrapbook. Those scrapbooks go to the Department of Energy Resources at the state first on April 15th. There they're judged by, along with other schools from different service territories. And they're judged on their merit of how effective they were with evaluation to see how effective the program and how well received it was in the community. And then they're sent to Washington, D.C., where they're judged at the Department of Energy, and then they're awarded national awards. And those awards are announced at the end of April. And we have everybody who submits an energy outreach portfolio or scrapbook, we invite them up to the State House in June to receive recognition through the state for their efforts. And sometimes if we get national award winners, they go down to Washington, D.C. and accept their award at the end of June at the Department of the Interior.
So little old Cape Cod getting onto the national spotlight for their energy efforts.
Oh, yes.
So With some of the projects that you mentioned, you know, we've talked about energy carnivals. I think that you've had a school-wide energy day. Mm. You touched a little bit on teaching students to teach students. Mm. And, you know, kind of what's the idea behind that? Is it proven to be effective? Is it well-received by students? And
That's a real powerful thing. The students teaching students, kids teaching kids, as it's nationally known. It's a model that actually it started out with the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts years and years ago. And we've been using it through Cooperative Extension for very many years. We train high school and middle school kids to work with elementary school kids so that the older kids are teaching the younger kids. The older kids are learning the material. They're learning what it's like to be a teacher, and they come away with a better appreciation for what their teachers go through. And they're like the rock stars of the day because the younger kids just look up to them like they are the greatest things on earth. So the younger kids really listen to them. They take away all kinds of great information, you know, all the key big ideas that we want them to come away with. And we've had teachers tell us that on their MCAS tests, right when they have their event with the older kids teaching them, that the younger kids do very, very well on the MCAS because they remember the material much better.
Have you had any students come back and say, "Hey, Debbie, you've inspired me to become a teacher, and that's my choice
that
I'm going to pursue"?
Yes. Yeah? That's happened a couple of times. The first time I've seen this happen, there was a student at Nauset High School. He was a senior, and he, through our presentations and our training, he was kind of disengaged. He was sitting in the back of the classroom. He was going to go into the military, and he was kind of shutting everything else out. The day came to present the Energy Carnival for the Wellfleet Elementary School kids, and this student was shaking in his boots. He was really, really nervous. As soon as the carnival got underway, he got extremely engaged. He was animated. He was excited. And I hear from his teacher that he decided to go into teaching.
Huh.
So it was that one activity that really opened up a whole new world for him.
Break the ice and find something that you love.
It was wonderful. Oh. And then my intern last year, a student from Upper Cape Tech, she was going to go into the military too. Sorry, military.
Yeah.
But she decided to go into education as well. Oh. So I was very, very proud of that.
And is she in college now?
Yes, she is. She's studying education. And actually, she is interning with, I guess they have in-classroom interning with Maggie Brown at East Ham Elementary School, one of our shining stars. So it's.
And if my memory serves me correctly, she was one of those students that was exposed to this program as
a middle school.
Schooler. So
it's kind of been instilled
in her life. And
yeah, that's right. She started out with the Bourne Middle School Energy Savers Club, and they won an award the first year they were in existence. They went down to Washington, D.C. for their award and participated in the Youth Awards program, and she stuck with it ever since then, all the way up through high school.
Wow.
So she became a student leader. She ended up winning last year the Student of the Year Award through the National Energy Education Development Project.
In Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty great. Well, if anybody's just joining us now, this is Matt Dudley. We're with the Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, and I'm here with Debbie Fitton. We're talking about the Cape Light Compact's Energy Education Program, some of its accolades, and its efforts that are here on the Cape and Vineyard. So Debbie, it sounds like this program has quite an impact, a personal impact on a lot of the students that that you're engaging with. It sounds pretty great. Mm. Another thing I imagine that we get out of it is a lot of these students go home and convince their parents to sign up for energy assessments.
Right. Yes, they become the energy Nazis of their households.
Oh, yes.
they go around turning lights off. And in the beginning, we had parents complaining that their kids have really gotten on their case about, you know, leaving their computers on and, you know, leaving the television on. But now we don't hear any complaints at all. We just hear about how great, it is that these kids are learning this from an early age, and they're just, you know, they're walking the walk and talking the talk, and
it's something that they remember. Yeah,
yeah,
just thinking about it, I think probably it was around the year, maybe 2001 or so, we did something like this at a school I was in Vermont at the time, and it's something that definitely stuck with me. It was a go into this little gymnasium and figure out how we can save energy on the lights thing. So it turned into this big physics project, and I was hooked on energy savings, and I turned into the energy Nazi, as you so eloquently put it, of my house. But yeah, it just goes to show that this stuff really does pay off in the long run. And
oh yeah, it sure does, and it's a great way for adults to learn. I mean, the things that kids bring home, it rubs off on the parents, it really does, and on the siblings and on the extended family.
Yeah.
So it brings in the whole community.
Great. So earlier you had mentioned a program that you have, Solarize Our Schools, and this is something that I've read about a little bit in the past. I don't really know much about it.
Yeah.
What happened with that project? What's the story behind that?
That started in 2005 with a grant through the MTC, Massachusetts Technology Collaborative. They were trying to encourage towns to sign up for Cape Light Green, the green option on our electric bills, to help encourage green energy, green power. They asked us to try to get 3% of each town to sign up, and they said if we could get 3% of each town, that they would give us money to put a solar panel on a school in each one of our towns.
So are we saying 3% of, like, the residents in a town, say, for example?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay.
For example, Aquinnah, we only needed to sign up 4 people. But,
yeah,
you know, for Barnstable, it was hundreds,
yeah,
you know. And we met the goal for every one of those towns.
And Cape Light Compact Green is the option on our power supply program where you can, I think it's 80 or 100% of the energy that you purchase comes from renewable resources.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, gas-fired, coal-fired, that kind of stuff. Just
right.
For listeners who aren't sure what green power means. So we get 3% of the people to sign up in a town, and they get some money for solar panels.
Right. And we put small residential size 2.4 kilowatt systems on 21 schools, well, 20 schools, now 19 schools, one fire station because the town didn't have a school in Aquinnah, and on the library in West Tisbury. Each of these systems had an education gateway attached to it so that the students and teachers could go online and check out what their solar panel was producing, you know, how much power it was producing, how the weather was affecting the panels in, you know, any given part of the Cape or Martha's Vineyard. Today, let's see, the panels went up in 2006. Today, 2014, they are still producing electricity. We've gone to a new system for data acquisition, and those are going to be installed within the next month.
So it's the same size system. It's just you have a new interface with it now.
Correct. Yeah.
And I've firsthand seen the advancements in that technology with the interface that they give you and the information that they can give you based on pretty much every single data point that you want, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's
amazing.
Temperature, or, you know, the weather outside, and it's pretty cool to have it mapped all over the Cape and Vineyard too, so we can.
Yeah, and you could look at the historic, you know, data. You could go back to what it looked like a year ago and compare it to weather, you know, patterns or weather systems at that time. And it's a nice teaching tool.
That's pretty neat, yeah. Maybe the towns that are participating in the CVEC projects can have a module slapped onto their systems if they want to see what a lot of juice is like getting pulled, pulled from the sun.
Absolutely.
That's pretty neat. So, yeah, a lot of stuff that you guys are doing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So Solarize Our Schools, it's just kind of maintaining the presentation of the data.
Correct.
New developments in that.
Yeah.
Is that something that students are really interested in the programs that you run now?
Yeah, they're interested in anything they could get their hands on. They, a big part of our program is, it's called a hands-on experiential learning. where we really feel that if you put things, tangible tools in their hands, that they'll learn it better and it'll spark an interest to go into the field. We were working with the technical high schools to try to encourage that kind of field for for students to go into. And we find quite a number of students going into electrical fields and wanting to learn more about PV installation, which is going to be the wave of the future.
Yeah, there's a huge market growth potential in it, at least in Massachusetts, and I think we're seeing that a little bit more with some of the different communities around here.
Right.
So that's pretty neat. And yeah, I'm guilty as charged for learning better with hands-on as opposed to either a presentation or reading it from a book, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Most people, I think most people do. Yeah. It's a real great way to experience energy topics of all kinds.
And the Compact actually helps these schools get the materials that they need and the demonstration equipment that they need.
That's right. That's one of the best parts of our program is if a teacher comes up to us or, contacts us and says, I would love to have some kind of a kit to teach electricity effectively to my special needs fourth graders, we'll be able to purchase that kit for them and show them how to use it, come into the classroom and work with their students with it, and then leave the teacher with a good background and the materials.
Yeah, so. You have a lot of fun toys, that's for sure. just sitting across the hall from you, I enjoy all the education toys that you have, so that's great. So if we go towards the STEM initiative, I think that's something that you're tied in pretty closely with.
Yes, it's a natural for energy education. It's science, technology, engineering, and math. They look towards experiential, project-based learning, and the education outreach program is all that, and just naturally based. And so we've been tied into the Southeastern Regional STEM Initiative. We serve on the STEM Academy Advisory Board at Sandwich High School and other STEM initiatives. So we're very pleased to be part of that.
And is the Cape and Islands Energy Engineering Challenge tied in with that?
It is, yes. That was the brainchild of our good friend Natalie Munn from Martha's Vineyard Regional High School. She and her husband co-teach there, and they came up with this great idea to have different teams from different high schools throughout our region come down to Woods Hole, where they were divided up into new teams with kids they didn't know, and they were given an engineering challenge that they had to complete within an hour, such as build a energy efficient lamp. And they came up with these great ideas, and
cool.
We tested them with meters, light meters, and everybody had a blast. So we want to make that a annual event.
Oh, that's great. It would be nice to have some of those things showcased on our website for those DIY engineers at home like me that can always get some good ideas from our youth. Well, Debbie, we're up against the clock. I'd like to thank you for joining me today. This has been great, and I look forward to seeing what the energy education programs have to bring to us.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
All right, we'll talk with you soon. This is Matt Dudley, and this has been Cape Lake Compact's Focus on Energy. Join us next month, same time, same place, WOMR-FM 92.1, WFRM-FM Orleans, Provincetown, streaming live online at WOMR.org. where you can also find past episodes of Focus on Energy. If you have any questions about today's show, or you'd like to shoot us a suggestion for future topics, you can give us a call at 1-800-797-6699 or shoot me an email at focus@capelakecompact.org.